Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
This island's for the birds. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
I thought we covered all the weird shit about Disney already. I was wrong. I take it back. Friend of the podcast, now part of our government, Joshua Lambert, sent me this as an idea to cover and gave me some links. Great foundation. And I had never heard of this. Again, we've covered a lot of things. We've traversed a lot of Disney ground. But today we're going to talk about Disney's Discovery Island. It's got a little bit of everything. But thank you, Joshua. Thank you for listening to us at work and on your commute. Message anytime. It is a gift. So let's start with the official map of Disney World. Yes, there is an official map. There's this gumdrop-looking green mass in the middle of Bay Lake, the lake to the right of the Magic Kingdom Park. The island isn't labeled and no one can go there. Not guests, not employees, and nobody. It wasn't just an island in the 70s and 80s, though. It was actually its own mini amusement park under the Disney umbrella called Discovery Island. But let's go back a little bit further. From 1900 to 1937, the island was known as Raz Island, named after the Raz family that lived on it. In the late 1930s, it was bought for $800 by a man named Delmar Radio Nick Nicholson, Florida's first disc jockey, who renamed it Idle Bay Isle and lived there for 20 years with his wife, pet crane, growing exotic plants, and just chilling out. After that, it was sold and used as a hunting retreat when Disney bought it in 1965 as part of the acquisitions that would lead to the building of the Walt Disney World Resort. Disney made the island pirate-themed and called it Blackbeard's Island in Development, but did a quick change and opened it to the public as Treasure Island on April 8, 1974, piggybacking off of the Disney movie, you guessed it, Treasure Island. But more impressive to people who visited the tiny island was the really amazing array of birds and animals on it. And soon it was recognized as a zoological park. So Disney was like, okay, we'll put a snack bar on it and name it Discovery Island. And I'm not joking, that's exactly what they did. For $10.60, $5.83 for children aged 3 through 9, you could go there after you're visiting more of Disney World, take a break from the regular park to just hang out and look at over 150 exotic birds in the Discovery Island aviary. The island itself is really tropical and lush and beautiful. Even the pictures now showcase that, and a lot of the buildings are still there. But the island's facilities were most famously home to the last known dusky seaside sparrow before it died in July of 1987. It was declared extinct in 1990. In 1989, Disney was accused by PETA of mistreating vultures that landed on Discovery Island. Disney did confirm some of them died while being captured by their employees. Okay. State and federal officials charged Disney with 16 counts of animal cruelty. That's a lot of counts. These charges were ultimately dropped after Disney made improvements to the island, but they never publicly admitted any wrongdoing. Let's take a little break. We are back, but we are moving forward to 1999. That was the year Animal Kingdom opened, which had a lot more animals and was bigger and generally more exciting for Disney-going families. Florida laws were also becoming more strict regarding water-based recreation after finding a lot of bacteria in the water. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Discovery Island closed on April 8, 1999, 25 years after opening. It operated another 3 months so all the birds on Discovery Island could be moved over to Animal Kingdom. Since its closing, the island has been abandoned, though on April 30th, a man was arrested for camping there. A couple people have explored it, which is where we get some of these great pictures. You can find them online. We'll put a couple up on our social media. Currently, all original buildings and attractions remain on the island, though some major damage has happened from hurricanes and general decay. There are some specifically great photos online by Matt Sanswa, which are very haunting. Most of the buildings, like I said, are still standing. There's debris everywhere. There's Polaroid photos, snack wrappers from the 90s, amazing. And there's even just a case of medicine for the animals that's just sitting there. Another guy, Shane Perez, who also took some great photos and who trespassed on the island, said of it, Quote, almost immediately, we realized we were not alone on this island. We could hear all sorts of noises in the trees surrounding us. We were literally surrounded by what sounded like thousands of birds. We could hear them cawing and cooing in all directions. Some sounded almost like people speaking. With every branch we stepped on that made a snap, a group of birds would be startled and take off all at once, making even more noise. And it's not Disney without some additional creepy shit. People who have swam to the island find strange noises, preserved snakes in jars, and almost always, I come across in my research for this, lots of aggressive baby vultures. Some people also think the government bought Discovery Island from Disney before Animal Kingdom to use as some kind of experimentation ground, as Disney did at one point consider turning the park into an interactive dystopic adventure area inspired by the video game Myst, but that never happened. So remember when I talked about Florida getting pissed off at theme parks because of bacteria? Well, next to Discovery Island was River Country, Disney's first water park, which shut down around the same time. An 11-year-old boy died from contracting an amoebic infection of the brain from the water in 1980. This amoebic infection was common in freshwater lakes and recreational areas, but then three other children died similarly in Florida in the same month. Two more people drowned in River Country in 1982 and 1989. So just like Discovery Island, River Country was down and out. But like I said, there's some incredible photos of this place online, River Country and Discovery Island. And honestly, it doesn't feel that hard to get to if you are in the area. I'm not saying go there, but it's an idea.
No, I'm hearing go there, go You're, there. Okay, it's all okay. I've heard this whole time you spoke is go there, go there, go there. It sounds really, really interesting connection to Disney and the fact that it's still there and the fact that I'm sure Disney owns it, right?
I think Disney still owns it. Yeah.
I'm surprised
stuff
that
is still there.
I'm surprised that, you know, with all their resources and how, you know, aggressive they are with building and changing, that they haven't done anything with it. And they just kind of left it there to tempt people like me and you and maybe some nameless, faceless financier that wants to make that happen for us.
Yeah. Can you Island of Dr. Moreau us, please?
It also reminds me a little bit of Action Park. I mean,
yeah, totally.
It is never safe to go back in the water.
Very true.